Good morning. My guest this morning is Craig Miller from Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, on September the 20th, you are opening the Rocky Horror Show.
This will be our studio theater season opener.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
We're very excited to have gotten our hands on this. It's the 40th anniversary of the...
40th
Can you believe that?
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's 40th anniversary for Rocky Horror, and we were lucky to get our hands on it, but we got the rights to it, and we're going to run it hopefully all the way up to Halloween if we possibly can.
Have you ever done it before?
I don't think so. No. You know, I've only been with Sixth Street Playhouse for a little under 3 years, but looking at their history, even Santa Rosa Players, no one has done the show. I think the JC, the Santa Rosa Junior College, did it 8 or 9 years ago.
In SRT?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah.
What does it take to put that show on? How do you have to be as a theater person to really sink your teeth into that show, if you'll pardon the expression?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, what it takes is absolute bravery, because it is, you know, I mean, it's a show that deals with some subject matter, you know, not necessarily one to bring the kiddies to.
Right,
you know,
right.
But it is a sexy show. It's a lot of fun. And, of course, its following is cult. I mean, it's a cult classic. The film, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, was preceded by this. This is the original musical by Richard O'Brien, and it's called The Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah.
And when they made a film, then they called it The Picture Show. And really, it's kind of a combination of a story of kind of finding yourself. If you're not sure who you are yet in this world, you know, it's also kind of this kinky, weird story about aliens who come to Earth, you know,
right,
to experiment in many different and sundry ways with the human race.
Well, one sort of imponderable, I would think, in putting the show on is, what about the whole audience playing along with the show part of it?
Right.
How are you looking forward to that working out?
Well, we're looking forward to it for sure. I mean, I think you can't really do the show without the expectation
not
that
anymore.
The audience is a character.
Yeah.
They're a character in the piece. You know, I'm not sure if Richard O'Brien, you know, set out for it to be that way, but, you know, over the years, I mean, we have two versions of the script that we look at. One version is a clean version, which is just what Richard O'Brien wrote. But then we also have an extensive version that includes all of the traditional audience call and response.
Uh-huh.
And so just as a be ready for this, guys, I'm sharing that with the cast as well. We're going to be providing what we're calling a swag bag, and that bag will have the squirt gun and the rice and the toilet paper and all of the fun stuff for
right.
them to participate. We'll be selling those for like $2 or $3 at the door or something like that, so people can come in and have fun.
I suspect there are probably even more people than you may think who just wait for a time when they can go to a performance of Rocky Horror with all of their stuff in a box, ready to go, all the costumes.
Yeah, yeah.
And little reminders of what the lines are that they need to be able to remember.
Oh, yeah. And there are people who, you know, I think look for any opportunity to
right.
to fit this into their schedule. I know that they're... you know, of course, there are those hardcore folks who, you know, have been going every weekend for the last 25 years, you know, and of course, you know, it's very healthy for the theater, I think, for us to do this show. I think it'll be well attended, and it's going to be just a blast, a load of fun. We've got an awesome band lined up. It's a 4-piece rock and roll combo, and we just started rehearsals, we were singing the Time Warp last night, and the cast is just already rocking it.
It should also be fun that the opening weekend of Rocky Horror is the closing weekend of Spamalot.
Yes.
Going to be a wild time at Sixth Street Playhouse.
There will be plenty to do at Sixth Street Playhouse that last weekend. And while the show is only scheduled to run through October 13th, no matter what, we will, even if the show does close on the 13th, we will be coming back to do special performances the week of Halloween.
Great. Thanks for coming in, Craig.
Thanks, Roland.
Once again, Rocky Horror Picture Show opens September 20th at Sixth Street Playhouse and plays through October 13th or longer. For information, 523-4185, online, sixthstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.